Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Fuckers. It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Milo Spank, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for the king of things, the Puerto Rican rattlesnake, the point guard of podcasting himself, the original real ass dude, the Puerto Rican rattlesnake, Louis J. Gomez, and the international superstar, Zach D'Amico. What is up, Skankfest? How are you motherfuckers doing? I know everyone's pissed off that we started late. I apologize. I had to just watch Paco beat up Dylan. It was awesome. God damn it, dude. People do hate Dylan. Holy shit.
Yes.
And Dylan cannot fight. We all learned that the hard way. Ladies and gentlemen, we're very excited about today's Real Ass Talent Show. I think we only have like five people that have signed up. Guys, do you understand that the first prize in this talent show is $250? You get to showcase your talents right here at Skankfest. You can put that in your bio. You're performing on the Skankfest stage. This is a big deal. So think right now, dig deep. Every time we have people on the show, they are borderline talentless. So there's a really, if you even got a little bit of talent, there's going to be a good chance you could win this thing right now, okay? But we're going to have some help judging these amazing, talented Skankfesters. Ladies and gentlemen, bring him to the stage right now. In my opinion, the godfather of East Coast comedy podcasting. Ladies and gentlemen, the legend, Robert Kelly. Bob is tiny. Bob is tiny. Bob is tiny. Dude, what if you just gained all of his fat back right there?
Yeah, six pack. It's more like a fucking bag of trash. Look like your mom's tits.
Bobby, this is the first time you've ever helped us judge a real ass talent show. We do this every year at Skankfest. It's beginning to be a tradition here. Yeah. It's very exciting. What do you expect of these talented performers? What are you looking for? Because we're giving away $250.
Addendum, $250 in chips to the Rio that Lewis forgot to cash in.
The fucking Rio? It cost $75 in a cab to get over there, you piece of shit.
Yeah. Bobby, what are you expecting? What are you looking for?
I expect really amazing, talentless pieces of shit to get up here and entertain the rest of us with the horseshit. And one will be successful. One will be good.
One will be good.
One will be like, what the fuck?
They'll stand above the rest.
Well, I mean, it's not that hard, but yes.
How many of these have we done?
This is like our fourth real ass.
Two of the winners have just been girls who showed their tits at the end.
Yeah, that is true.
Hint.
One guy did a standing backflip and he didn't even nail it. He was the winner of the talent show. He didn't land.
One guy just came up and said the N-word and we really considered it.
This is fucking nuts.
Without further ado, we're gonna start your talent show. Your first talented performer, very excited that he signed up for this. I know he definitely needs the money. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for the very talented Steve-O.
Oh yeah, fuck yeah. Now, anybody other than you guys filming this, can I get this footage?
Yeah.
Sick.
You could have it, dude.
Oh, dude, epic.
Sick.
How's it going, bro?
What's up, man?
Yeah, dude.
I'm very excited to see your talent. You were originally supposed to just judge this with us, and then you said to me, you're like, you know what? Hey, dude, I got a talent, and I want to show it to Skankfest.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Yeah. I got a lot of fucking talents. Anybody, like drinking? Okay. By the way, I'm giving you guys the stretched out version of this one. All right, I'm watering it down for you. Okay, I'm going to teach you guys, all of you, how to drink absolutely fucking for free for the rest of your life, no matter where you are. Does that sound like a tall order? No. No, I think not. Now, to show your tits is a good one, too. That'll get you a drink. Okay, so this is what you do. You walk into the bar. You have no money whatsoever. You ask the bartender for a disposable cup with water in it. And that, any bartender will give you. I just got it. Okay, I grabbed a lime too, just to make it look cooler. So now, with your disposable cup with nothing but water in it, you approach a patron of the bar. Best to go for a guy on a date, because that's gonna be a more pressure situation. Now you go up to this guy on the date, or whoever, and you say, excuse me, sorry to bother you, but I'm about to blow you the fuck away with the most amazing bar trick you have ever seen. Okay? Not here to waste your time. Now, you describe the trick. Describe the trick. You say, I'm going to balance this drink on my head. As soon as I let go of the cup, both of my arms go down completely by my side. The rule is, I'm not allowed to raise my arms at all. And I have to drink this fucking water without spilling a single drop. Now, if I can do that, would that be worth a free drink? Spoiler alert, the answer is yes. But if for any fucking unforeseen reason this cocksucker says no, then fuck him. You go to the next table. You go to the next person. You do not ever perform this trick until or unless you have a commitment for that free drink, and that is why it works 100% of the time. Now, are we clear on the rules? Yeah. All right. Allow me to blow your fucking minds.
You need that?
I need to fucking climb all over this table with my grubby fucking flip-flop feet. This is Skankfest, people. My feet are dirty. I almost rudely kicked that, but that would be rude. Here, get this out of the way.
I want to watch Zach do this trick next.
Okay. All right. You get any music?
Let's get some music on, just some sort of music. I know we have people in the tech booth.
Think I'm ready, ooh, think you like that, when I clap back like that, let me know.
shit. Ladies and gentlemen, the great Steve-O.
Dude. So, I'm so glad that was worth it.
Yeah, dude.
That was fucking, that was a long way, and I was like, please make it happen, and you did. That was fucking good.
If you would have seen Bobby's, if you would have seen Bobby's face the whole time, he was like, this is gonna fucking stink, dude.
I felt like I was at a TED Talk for a minute, but then you pulled it off at the end. That was fucking great.
Pulled it off at the end. I tickled the balls. I fucking blew on it. And then I gave it a little spit. And then I fucking started tugging slow at first.
Right.
And then a little quicker.
Don't forget
at the end.
Well, here's the thing. Like, Steve-O, when he said he was going to do a talent, like, first of all, that was so impressive. But he also told me about one of the bits on his touring special right now, in which he jumps out of an airplane and jerks off to completion on video. So,
oh, dude, I don't just jerk off to completion. I do so with another man strapped to my back. Fucking butt-ass naked. And I ejaculate simultaneously as I fall out of the airplane at 15,000 feet.
Can I ask you a question? Please tell me that's on a piece of paper as a note when you came up with that idea. And if it is, can I have it? If it's, all right, I jump out of the plane, then I jerk off, guy behind me. Is that on a piece of paper somewhere?
It's not, but the footage is actually going to be screened at my multimedia Steve-O's Bucket List tour in Vegas this weekend on Sunday night.
Wow.
And it, like, skyjacking is what it's called.
I love it.
I dare say it's the crown jewel of my entire career.
It really is. So the bar was very high when I knew you were going to do a talent, and that actually genuinely delivered. I was so impressed.
Well, thank you. And
where'd the jizz go?
My dude. Some got on the guy.
It did?
Yeah.
Was he cool with it, or was?
Yeah, dude, super cool.
Oh, right. Super cool.
Yeah. Plus,
he's super cool. Are you sure?
He was maybe a little too cool. Yeah. Yeah.
He was like this. Ah.
Yeah, it was rad.
All right, let's take a quick moment and thank RockAuto.com for supporting today's show. RockAuto.com has been in business for over 20 years. They have every possible auto part at the best possible prices all in one place. Whether you're a car guy or a do-it-yourself guy, or if you have a friend working on your car, you got to get your car parts from RockAuto.com.
Absolutely. And there's no promo code needed because the prices are already that good. But if you do get anything, make sure to check the box where you tell them you heard about them on the Real Ass Podcast. One more time, guys, that's rockauto.com with all the auto parts you need at amazing prices. Let's get back into the show.
Well, listen to me. We are going to actually start the talent show now. Steve-O's going to help us judge. Obviously, Bobby's going to help us judge. This is, once again, for $250. Ladies and gentlemen, your first person coming to the stage, very talented. They're actually going to perform crowd work comedy, which I said, hey, you probably shouldn't do. There's people at this festival that are very good at this. But he said, dude, I think I got it. Ladies and gentlemen, clap your hands for Big J Okerson.
What?
Yeah.
Ari's making me do this. I just, full disclosure, everything. I'm filming my special in this room tomorrow, sweet. So, hell yeah. So Ari's like, go up there and do a few minutes. So you know it's gonna be okay, but what's gonna be? Are you guys gonna fuck me over? The crowd's gonna come in tomorrow and be like, nah. I don't know. That would fucking suck. Nice. A lot of culture in the front row. I appreciate that. Lewis, this festival's looking less and less racist every year. You're losing your own battle. Are they starting to get it? Where are you from, dude?
Jersey.
No, Jersey, but you know what I'm saying. Your hair and eyebrows and shit. El Salvador. That's so much scarier. Does your mom have a stomach tattoo? Does she put razor blades in her hair in case she gets in a fight and someone grabs her hair? No? You thought about that for a while, though. Have you ever been to El Salvador? In a Jeep? Just trying to think of El Salvador things. Is there a woman with her whole face covered? Is that an El Salvador thing? A lot of face scars, cheek to ear? You've never even been there. You have? What's the big food? Pupusas? Isn't that a backpack? What is that? Yeah, I'm doing great. The green room is bumping, by the way. The green room is thumping. I think I hear soda fucking, yeah. Dealing blackjack in there. I'm sorry I asked you that boring question about your stupid country. Were you like an artist, are you? Really, you don't play guitar? Do you kill prostitutes? Do you teach tennis to children, then rape those children? Damn, the crowd didn't laugh, so they think you might have. If it was just funny, they would have laughed, but they were like, hey, nail on the head, bro. What do you actually do? You look very out of place at the Skankfest. You're wearing flip-flops. You're a physician?
Yeah.
Shut up. What kind?
General practice.
That's weird. Is that where you met this lady? General practicing? Taking her temperature the old-fashioned way? You're not even that kind of doctor.
On the first sight.
She just came in and showed you her pussy because you're a doctor? You slut. What are you, Jewish? That's how Jewish girls are raised. You meet a doctor, you spread those legs. Are you Jewish?
I am. I get the fro. Look at me. Of course.
I don't know what that means. Looks like you played piano in the 20s, honestly. I thought you were Crispin Glover for my first two jokes. Can you stand up and turn around so everybody sees that Crispin Glover joke works? Is that...
I never heard of
Jewish hair. Yeah, the Jew fro, but that's not what he's got. This guy's got Bradley Cooper hair. But gray. How much you make a year, dude?
What?
You know what the fuck I said. I'm talking to a microphone. Are you his wife?
I live on minimum wage.
Do you know what he makes a year? Do you work?
I do.
No, I'm saying... Oh, you're not with her?
No.
That's your wife. You don't know what he makes? Do you have to work?
Yeah.
What do you do?
I work in healthcare as well.
You work in healthcare as well, but it's not as good as a doctor. You would have just said the position. I work in healthcare. Billing. You take care of his dirty work? What does that mean? You fucking dispose of the children he rapes after he teaches them tennis? You fucking bitch. That's not cool. I get the loyalty, but damn, lady. They're children. I watched a pedophile hunt when I got to my hotel room yesterday, and the funniest thing was happening. While this guy's life was falling apart, in the background of the strip mall, you just heard the music playing, and it was Cool It Now by New Edition. What a funny song to get fucking, like you were gonna rape a baby, and like, cool it now, you better slow it down, go, watch out. This crowd's too white to get that sick New Edition reference. I think I get it. I think I get the room. It's a comedy room, and it's gonna be packed, and we're gonna have a fucking great special tomorrow. I feel it. I mean, with on-the-fly work like that, you see the thing with the guy and the El Salvador shit? Fuck, I hope we can film that. I might use it. Thank you, guys. Everyone, be nice.
Ladies and gentlemen, Big J Okerson. The great Big J. Wow, dude. We've stretched a half an hour of this talent show with Showing No Talents. How beautiful was that? How beautiful was that?
Fuck yeah, dude.
We're gonna bring up your actual, like, I really mean it this time, guys. Your first actual talented Skankfester, ladies and gentlemen, is from Canada. And ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to welcome to the stage Ned. Ned from Canada. Clap your hands for Ned.
Hello.
What's going on, Ned?
Not too much. How are you guys?
You've done the Real Ass Talent Show in the past.
I have. In Toronto.
Yeah, I remember this, dude. I'll never forget your Down syndrome-y eyes.
You called me Asian Shane Gillis.
I did. You are. That's what you are.
I have embraced that.
Yeah.
You look like one of the Nintendo Wii people with the smallest eyes possible.
Yeah, I remember you, and you did impressions last time as well, so you are an impressionist. Are you also a comedian?
I've done some open mics and that, but I wouldn't say I'm a comedian.
We won't either.
So this is it, man. This is a very big panel. Last time in Toronto, I believe our guest judges were Rob Mayu.
And Chris from Brooklyn.
And now we have Steve-O and Robert Kelly, so it's a little bit higher pressure environment, right?
Yeah, I came prepared with a costume and everything.
Oh, I love it. Please. All right, so what is your impression? Let us know.
Are any of you guys familiar with the show Trailer Park Boys?
Are you going to do the same fucking impression that you did in Toronto?
I am, because I'm going to win it this time. You guys gave it to a crippled black guy in Toronto.
What was the crippled black guy's talent?
Zach wasn't there. He had COVID.
I had the Ronies. I wasn't there.
Oh, what? Macaroni.
He did stand up, though.
Okay.
But, like, Rob physically picked him up. Yeah, dude, it was to the stage.
Dude, he was a black guy in a wheelchair.
Yeah,
he was.
You rode around in his chair.
He was severely crippled and in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
Get it, guys? Come on.
He's severely crippled, too.
All right, so good. Tell us your impression.
All right, it's going to be Bubbles from the Trailer Park Boys. Anyone know Trailer Park Boys? All right, give me a second.
He travels with these glasses.
I know.
Just for this occasion.
I did travel. I lost them in the crowd. And somebody was nice enough to give me their actual glasses to do this impression.
Nice.
The comedy gods lost those glasses.
Are the Trailer Park Boys not from Canada? They are.
Are they?
Are they from where you are from?
No.
Oh, no.
All right, real quick, let's take a moment to thank YoCratom.com for supporting today's show. YoCratom.com, the marquee sponsor for a lot of things here around the Gas Digital world, and we love them here on this show. They're home of the $60 kilo. If you guys are in the market for Kratom, you got to get it directly from YoCratom.com.
Absolutely. They have all your favorite Kratom strains, amazing customer service, and you won't find better prices anywhere. Stop going to bodegas, gas stations, or smoke shops and get a little bit of Kratom at a time when you can get a whole kilo delivered right to your door for just $60 gosh darn dollars.
$60 for a kilo. It's unheard of. Get it from YoCratom.com, the official sponsor of the Real Ass Podcast. All right, let's get back into it.
All right, let's see. I'm very excited. Listen, I think he nailed it last time, but I've never seen
it. I fucking did great last time. What are you fucking talking about? All right, guys, you want to hear a rap song? Fucking got a gray kitty, white one, and a tabby too. And a big orange guy put snakes in my shoe. Mad MC skills leave you struck. And I roll with my kitties and I'm hard as fuck. Down with playing on Socrates. And I like to get busy with all the ladies. Some. Yeah, enough of my shit.
Yeah.
Fucking thank you, guys. My kitties fucking need this money. Fucking cat treats have gone up fucking $5.
All right.
Fucking.
I get it.
All right there.
I hate his impression so much. I don't know who
He's
the trailer park boys are.
Lewis, last time you were like, I did this impression. You said you have to do other impressions. You made me do Bobby Kelly.
No, I didn't.
Do me.
Do me. Dude, I'm so good at this.
It's going to suck, but
Dude?
I'm just going to send Baby Max over to kick up Baby James's ass, and you'll be coming crying back to me.
Is that Bobby as a Valley Girl?
All right, now do Steve-O.
Yeah, dude. What's up, man? I'm going to show you my butthole.
That was pretty good.
That was good.
That was actually great.
It's really hard to fuck up a Steve-O impression.
Now do Anthony Bourdain.
You guys were laughing over Zach's awesome joke.
You know what? If I was going to do Rich Voss, I'd have to have water in my mouth.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Ned one more time.
Thank you, guys.
He's bugging me.
My favorite part about that was watching Bobby Google Trailer Park Boys.
I'm 52. I don't watch that horse shit from Canada.
Yeah, I mean, what did you guys think of Ned? You thought it was that good? They didn't love him. They didn't love him. Look, we're here to judge and to guide the audience, but you guys decide who wins the $250.
Well, assuming that Jay and I are not, like, allowed to win.
Right now, you are by far in first place.
Then that guy's in first place.
Yes. Yeah.
Which is good. We're slow build.
Yeah, slow build. Wow. Well, it's okay. It can't get much worse.
Yeah.
That's the idea, right?
Oh, it can. Are you out of your mind?
Let's see.
Have you been to Skankfest before?
All right, we're going to bring up another performer. We have a female skanker coming to the stage from Las Vegas, hometown girl. Clap your hands and large gun for Lindsay. Lindsay.
Lindsay.
Oh, hell yeah.
She wins. She wins.
Hell yeah.
Give her the money. Give her the money right now.
Holy. Whoa. Did you see? She made her tits dance. Do that. Just do that and you win.
Yeah. Give her the money.
You don't. Listen to me. You don't have to do anything else. Just fucking tap it in. That was an amazing talent. Well, how did you do that with your tits?
Give me a beat.
Give you a beat?
Spook. Spook. Spook.
Dude, somebody play a death metal beat.
Whoa! Where have you been the last?
Can I see those again? Because I'm married and she don't touch my dick no more. My God!
Bobby used to have tits just like those.
Hold on. The beat was great. What were you waiting for? Now you're doing the trick and he's not doing the beat. Can we fucking get it together?
That's right. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
This is not even her talent. That's how good she is.
She wins.
This is how good she is, doggy.
She wins.
She's a perfect woman.
I think we might... We might have to not allow her to perform because I'm so terrified of a step backwards from that.
Listen, here's the thing. Her talent is pretty cool, right?
Yeah. And I know you're not even that good at that, though.
You're not even good at the tit dancing. Your tit dancing was the best tit dancing I've seen.
My actual talent.
Your actual talent.
She has a talent. Like,
which side does the vodka bottle go in?
Yeah. If you make it fully disappear, I'll give you another 500.
What was that?
What?
So, Lindsay, what is your talent?
I'm a flair bartender.
You're a flair bartender.
Ooh, I love these.
Those are the people that do, like, flips with the bottles and all that shit,
like,
right?
Like cocktail, right?
And you do it here in Las Vegas. Where can people see you flair bartend?
Circa Resort and Casino.
The Circa Resort and Casino. She's saying it that way because she knows I'm saying there and she's trying to get me to fuck her. It's been very aggressive this whole time. You should see her.
Caught me.
I really did. All right, so Lindsay, let's see your talent. Do we need to? Let's get some music, right?
I would love music.
Guys, let's get some awesome music.
Thank you so much.
Not Bobby beatboxing. All right.
Dude, the beatboxing was a fucking epic.
The beatboxing was pretty good.
Yeah,
Bobby, that could be a talent entry.
Is it? Oh.
It's coming.
Yeah. Nothing really goes to plan.
What an asshole.
I wonder how she got her job.
We're back.
I'll do everything I can to help you through.
Wow.
If you're feeling down, I just want to make you happier, baby.
Woo.
Wish I was around, I just want to make you happier, baby.
I love her.
I'm super impressed.
I can't believe you're...
Well, no, thank you. I'm fucking... I love the rad tricks.
Lindsay, stop trying to fuck Steve-O right in front of me, you piece of shit. It took one more famous person to just look at her and it was over.
That's the game. I don't know.
God damn it. So, Lindsay, let me ask you a question. I should have asked Ned this, but he's probably not going to win. If you win the $250, what are you going to do with the money?
Sure. Okay. I don't know. feed my cats.
You're going to feed your cats. That's what she calls it when she shoves a bottle into her pussy.
She's going to feed her pussy with your dick.
Yes.
I'm going to pay you. I know where you're staying.
I don't know what's happening, but Lindsay, one more time, clap it up for Lindsay. She's great.
Yes.
She's hot.
Are we judging them? We don't judge?
We are judging them.
I thought this was like American Idol where we went through the thing and we gave our opinion.
All right, so sure, let's judge. Yes, let's give our opinion. Bobby, what did you think of Lindsay's performance?
I think the tit thing was better than the other thing, but I like the other thing too.
Thank you.
So together, they're fucking great, but your tits are awesome.
Well, thank you. You're welcome. Yours are too.
Thank you. And she's funny. She's got tits, a talent, and a sense of humor. If you don't fuck her...
Dude, it's a perfect woman right there.
I live alone with two cats. I got nothing going on. I got time for whatever.
I love it. Steve-O, what did you think of Lindsay's performance?
I mean, fuck, Rob nailed it, dude. What he said.
It was great. Zach, give me some thoughts here.
I feel like she drops like 10 bottles a night, and they're like, you know you're the best at this?
You're not wrong. I'm the only girl that does this at my job. It's really easy for me.
Yeah.
Are all the male bartenders really nice to you because you're so talented?
Yes, because they look up to me.
They do. I'm sure they're looking up.
What?
Lindsay, thank you very much. One more time for the great Lindsay.
Lindsay!
What an amazing event so far. Look at Steve-O's dirty feet. He wasn't kidding.
He's got some fucking... Cut him some slack.
A fucking hippie. Holy shit, Steve-O. You really have always been you, huh?
Yeah, I've always been me, dude.
All right, your next person coming to the stage is from the great state of Maryland. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to put your hands together for Kelly. Kelly from Maryland. Wait, hold on. She's coming.
Here she comes.
She's coming.
She's making her way through the crowd.
She's slow as shit.
Holy Jesus Christ.
Her talent isn't getting somewhere quickly.
I told that very pretty lady that walked around that I have no talent, but I am actively learning how to whistle with my fingers.
Okay,
so
you're learning.
So you guys want a class in that.
So hold on, slow down. Let us lead this.
Okay.
She came up. We gotta stretch another 20 minutes here. Just stop trying to whistle with your fucking fingers. We have to. It's gonna be a slow build.
Did you call our producer Shannon that very pretty lady?
I did.
So you have no idea what show you're on right now?
No, I do.
Okay.
I'm here.
Okay. You're here. Talk into the microphone.
Talk into the mic.
Oh, sorry guys.
Sit down.
Sit.
So, Kelly, tell us a little bit about yourself. What's going on? What do you do in Maryland?
Nothing anymore. I am from Maryland, but I live in North Carolina now.
Okay, well, what
do you
do?
Did you work at a pet store?
No, am I covered in... I have a dog.
Oh, you have... No, I just... Sorry, do you work... Where'd you work?
No, I'm a waitress.
Oh, waitress. All right, that's hot.
Okay.
I think it's hot.
Yeah, I try.
Can you make your tits bounce?
I can't. Can she teach me how?
Can you try?
I think it's just cushion. I don't have muscle here.
You don't have nothing. Just give it a little shot. Go ahead, no. She shook her head. She went.
She did the Harlem shake. She moved everything but her tits.
There's a lot of clothes strapping them down.
There's a lot of clothes. Who are you here with at the festival?
My husband.
Your husband. Where's he at? He's back there. Look at him.
What's up, dude?
Yeah.
So proud of her that she learned how to whistle.
I told her. I said, you guys are really looking.
Hold on. The microphone's
doing a really bad job.
What you're doing right now. Thank you.
Did it go on its own?
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, you guys were really looking for talents. No one signed up earlier?
By the way, you see how... if anybody has some talent, it's not too late to sign up, guys. This is fucking crazy. We're down to a girl who says she doesn't even know how to whistle. She's just going to try.
Is your talent being combative for no reason?
Absolutely not. There's a lady next to me who said she knows how to do it. I told her I only could try.
You can only try.
You have Antifa energy.
I want to see you guys try. Do you know how to whistle?
Can you stop pointing your fingers at me right now? You're pissing me off.
Lewis is going to.
Do we have any more talent?
I don't know, dude. This is.
Can you hurry up and whistle?
Let's see her do it.
I'm not mad at you, but you see when Lewis is talking, you can hear it through the speakers.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Like you have not yet. Put shit into that microphone, and it's fucking pissing me off.
I'm so sorry.
There you go.
Yeah.
Do that.
All right, show us your talent.
Not a talent. Can you... Look.
Is the ring still open? Is the boxing ring thing open?
There was a really pretty lady, and she said, can you do stuff?
Dude, I hope your husband beats you. She's got a bruise on her arm.
It was a doorknob, okay? It was not him.
All right, so let's hear your talent.
Just do it.
You have to fold your tongue, so...
Hold on. Time out. You have to fold your tongue. Show us again and do it slowly.
Nice.
Hell yeah. There we go.
That's nice.
And then what do you do with your fingers now?
Bye-bye. You got it. Do it again. Try it again. Go ahead.
Will you try with
just,
me?
Yeah, come I will. On. You go ahead.
There it is. Did you hear that?
That was good.
Okay, what do we got next?
I've never tried to do that. You have to fold your tongue. I was just.
Well, that's I can whistle regularly.
My tongue's not...
Like, I can do that.
No, dickhead. My fingers were in my mouth.
Do it again. Show me. Further back. A little more tongue.
Grab your uvula.
You really gotta wet it first, so try that.
Listen, if you just keep on talking like a whore, you could win this thing.
I want that microphone back there, okay?
Yeah, She's kind of hot in a weird way. I hate her, but the more I look at her icy cold eyes, I know she's a fucking lunatic. Dark hair and light eyes is the fucking...
Please say and ask my husband.
No, you're a fucking... I guarantee she's a crazy bitch.
Do you ever just wake up and she's standing over you, not blinking?
A lot.
I like turtles.
Kelly, do you have any other talents? Because this you're probably not going to win.
No, absolutely not. Are there more? Let's see them.
Ladies and gentlemen, one more time for the great... Kelly, what are you going to do? What are you going to do with the money if you win? What are you going to do with the money?
Drugs.
Hell yeah. One more time for Kelly. Jesus. Can't believe we have a talentless group here. It is really bad.
Well, someone's got to have a...
We have one more.
Congratulations to her husband for getting to be by himself for 5 fucking minutes.
Yeah. He should win the money.
The husband's talent was getting away from his wife.
He should get the money.
Yeah. We have one more. Unless if anybody has a talent, they think they can beat these people. You just speak now or forever hold your peace, because we have one more talented performer here. Wait, hold on.
Can I do stand-up comedy?
No, you can't do comedy. We don't want to hear your shitty jokes. We have 170 of the best comedians in the world here.
Yeah, we just had Jay go up.
And he bombed.
He didn't do great.
They're going to fucking try to have you go up there? No way, dude. All right, your final talented performer. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great state of Michigan, bringing to the stage, Tara.
Another girl.
Tara. There she is. There we go. Another sultry, delicious woman.
Oh.
There she is. Oh, look at those tats. Hell yeah, dude. You're nervous?
Don't be nervous.
Don't be. Look, holy Jesus. Holy moly.
Dude, if she does the bouncing titty trick, the first trick did, she's going to give herself a black eye.
If she does the bouncing titty trick and whistles, she wins.
So, Tara, do me a favor. Tell us a little bit about yourself. What's going on? You're from Michigan?
I'm from Michigan. I'm 33.
You married?
Didn't need to say that part.
I don't know what else to say about myself. I'm married.
Where's the husband? Like, boo her husband. Dude, actively try to get her to cheat on her husband this weekend, guys. That's what I say. Get her away from him. Separate her from the pack, dude.
Me and Lois boot 33.
I know. Sorry.
It's
I should have
okay.
just left that a mystery.
No, we're kidding, Tara. You're great. You're very hot. You got huge tits. It's fucking awesome. We love that.
I have 2 kids.
You have two kids. Are they in your shirt?
Yeah. Are they in your shirt?
She snuck them in. What do you do for a living?
I work as kind of like IT for hospitals. So when doctors and nurses don't know how to use their computers, I tell them what to do.
Oh, you teach doctors and nurses? Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah.
IT is for incredible tits.
There you go. All right, so Tara, tell, what is this talent that you have?
So I used to be a dancer, not a stripper, an actual trained dancer.
A trained dancer?
A what? Like,
you say tran?
Trained.
Oh, I got hard for a second. I thought you were going to whip a dick out. I'd fucking give you whatever you want.
I thought you said a trained dancer, like on the Polar Express.
If you have a penis, I'll leave my wife right now.
Okay. I don't have a penis. I was a trained dancer, so I'm pretty flexible, so I'm going to try and do the splits.
Nice. What type of dance were you trained in?
Ballet, tap, hip-hop,
you can do
jazz.
Tap? Can you do show us a little tap?
Oh, God, it's been a minute, but...
Go on. Can you face us when you do it?
Oh, fuck you, fuck you. I fell for it.
I'm sorry, I ruined it, guys.
It's okay. I love it.
Dude, tap dancing
those
might
things
be...
go different directions.
Dude, tap dancing might be the least entertaining thing in the world.
Not when she
does it. Were
you
not watching? That was tit for tap. Yeah.
Her fucking tit hit that guy in the front row. All
they're right. Real, too. They're
no
not.
Shit.
They're yeah, not fake.
100%.
Yeah, we can tell. They got a nice real shape.
Good for
you.
Good for your husband.
All right, let's take a moment and thank Yo Delta for being a sponsor of the Real Ass Podcast. If you're over 21 years old and you like to get super stoned, you can get stoned legally in most states with Yo Delta's Delta 8 THC.
Yep, guys, they sent us vapes. They sent us gummies. You see us using them all the time. And they're absolutely great. You guys know what Delta 8 is. It's something found in hemp, and it can be legally shipped to various states. And most importantly, it gets you high. And at YoDelta.com, you can find a great mix of gummies and vapes for all your getting stoned needs. But let me tell you now, from personal experience, Delta 8 works, and these products should be taken responsibly.
They get you really fucking high, guys. And if you don't want to break the law, or if you guys don't feel like spending a lot of money on weed, well, guess what? Delta 8's cheaper, and we give you a discount. Use the promo code GAS when you check out. You're going to save 25% off your entire order at YoDelta.com. All right, where were we?
All right, so let's see this. You're going to attempt a split for us today, right?
Yeah.
From your husband? Then you win.
We have a walkout. She's offended.
I mean, What's-Her-Face was walking around, and she's like, I need two more people. Who's got a talent?
What's-Her-Face? I love the disrespect
sorry,
that Shannon's
sorry,
getting.
Not only is Shannon disrespected, Shannon. She's been downgraded from the pretty girl to What's-Her-Face.
She's so pretty. No, she's so pretty. It's my first time. I don't know. But I can try and do the splits if that's a talent.
Let's see. I want to see. Can we get some music, please?
I told my husband I might have to take my pants off.
Bump the music.
You trying to get belittled. All the mamas love me now. I think I'm being brittle. Flex the rainbow. Bang it like some Skittles. Gravy, why you out of pocket?
Can you play sexier music?
Stop it.
Is it possible? Maybe some Genuine?
Gravy Crockett.
Okay.
She gets undressed
never
really fast.
No more. Never take a damn thing slow. All I know is chase this dough. And get money. Get money. Never gonna take no love.
I had no idea about this contest.
What a whore.
Like, I didn't wear this on purpose. Money. I was like, I'm gonna wear that.
I like when you talk when your pants are on your ankles. I don't know why that's the perfect woman to be.
We're all friends here, right?
We are all friends
okay.
here.
This... Now we are.
I have a quick question.
Please.
I saw this TikTok with this cosplay girl dressed up as like fucking Spider-Man running around fucking queefing on command like all over the place. And it was the most hilarious thing I've ever seen. Is queefing on command a common talent for women? And can you do it?
No.
Do we have any on command queefer ladies in the audience?
If you can queef on command, you know what? She might as well just put her pants right back on right now.
Don't be so fast. Let's see the trick.
Spit in my mouth. Look at my
eyes. That was great. Let's say the great Tara from Michigan attempting a split.
That big wow. Make it clean. Make me scream. I don't public. Make the scene. I don't cook. I don't clean, but let me tell you, I got this ring.
Gobble me, swallow me, drip down inside of me. Can't jump out for you, let it get inside of me. I tell them where to put it, never tell them where I'm about to be. I'll bring down on the floor, I have a nigga running me. Talk your shit.
Tara, and now the sad 3 minutes of her putting her jeans and boots back on.
Cut the music. Let's make it really sad.
Oh, can you put out the Hulk show, the sad Hulk music?
Yeah. Nobody talk while she does it. We'll just stare at her. Tara, is this turning you on a little bit? Because I'm noticing your nipples are getting hard before our very eyes. Are you a little bit of a freak? Do you like to do like public like shit?
I normally don't do this.
But
no,
this is turning you on right now. She's excited right now, folks.
I'm excited.
This is great.
It's just crazy to be on the same stage as you guys. Like, we watch you all the time, so it's...
Dude, my dick is hard.
It's fucking badass.
My dick is erect.
Yeah. I can try other sides.
Yeah, you can try other sides, please. I would love it.
Yeah, do whatever you want. You want more music?
Can we just play, like, the Mexican car music?
She's fresh, exciting.
Did you make that up?
Do we have music back there for her?
Her name is Tara. She's got big tits and short legs. She does.
Y les voy a contar lo que sucede en las oficinas.
Weird. Ladies and gentlemen, one more time for the great Tara. Yeah. Come on. Tara, it's okay. You can just leave them off. Just walk around pantsless for the rest of the festival. How cool would that be?
Shannon said it was a talent.
Let's just be quiet.
Please, sad Hulk music. Sad Hulk music.
Sorry. All right, we don't have to actually be silent for Tara. One more time for Tara, guys. Give it up for her again. We have to decide.
Good job, Tara.
Gentlemen, we have to decide who won this talent show.
The women really fucking brought it today.
Ned, literally, I want to remove him from the festival. He's making me angry. He brought that horseshit talent to another real-ass talent show.
You should put him in one of those circles on Fremont Street and perform that for 12 hours.
I hate him. And then the other bitch, the whistle bitch, I mean, that was crazy. She can't do the whistle.
She just came up, her talent was being mean to us.
She fucked up. Thanks, a really Tara. Good day.
Hi, Tara. Steve-O.
I'm still grumpy from the whistle chick.
You hated the whistle chick. Steve-O hated
like
you.
Her mic technique bothered you.
Yeah.
I can appreciate that.
Drive me fucking nuts. Steve-O, and then this one was doing the same shit.
Yeah, dude, he's a consummate professional. If you have bad mic diction, he's going to let you know. It's a fact. Steve-O, who do you like in this talent show so far? Who do you like?
I mean, is there any other contender other than the rad tit-trick Lindsay?
The rad tit-trick trick?
Yeah, the titty trick.
I think right now...
Put it this way. If there were three prizes, first, second, and third, it would be Lindsay and then both of her tits. Yeah.
I agree with that.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3.
That was a fun.
I would like to note, this is how good Steve-O is at meeting sluts. He remembered her name. That's a talent in itself. Steve-O just won the competition for remembering that whore's name.
Why is she? She's a whore. Why?
All right, I think we should bring back up Tara and Lindsay and let the audience decide. Ladies and gentlemen, Tara and Lindsay, come back up to the stage. The top two.
Why are we insulting the audience with this exercise?
Because I have 7 minutes to burn, Steve-O.
All right, let me do another talent.
All right.
Yeah.
Let the audience vote, and then we'll have Steve close up with him. I would love to see another talent. Ladies and gentlemen, the beautiful Tara. Give it up one more time for Tara.
Where's Lindsay?
Where's Lindsay at? Lindsay! I mean, she literally is going across like a movie theater. Like, why would you go the way? There's a whole space behind them.
She's making an entrance. She's got this.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to leave it up to the audience.
Okay, now, when they say your name, Lindsay, you need to be bouncing those tits fucking
like right.
Harder and faster.
And Tara, start splitting right now. What are you doing? You're going to let this bitch win right now? Bounce your tits and split. For the love of God, play with your nipples. Put your tongue out. Do something. How are you going to compete with Lindsay? All right, ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together. If you think Tara won the talent show, put your hands together for Tara. She is making her tits bounce.
She put in the effort.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you think Lindsay won the talent show, clap it up for Lindsay. That was closer than it should have been.
Dude, that sounded like...
Tied.
I'm totally tied. I don't get it.
All right. Tara, clap your hands only for Tara if you think Tara won. Clap your hands for Lindsay if you think Lindsay won. Ladies and gentlemen, your winner of the 2022 Skankfest Talent Show is Lindsay. $250.
Everybody.
Lindsay, go see the pretty lady Shannon for your $250. Yeah, yeah.
Go see Shannon for your money.
That was never friendly. Now I'm jumping out of Bentley. And I know I sound dramatic.
I hate these, but they're both trying to suck Steve-O's cock right now right in front of me. She said, it's an honor to meet you. And to Bobby, she
went... They both wanted to hug Steve-O and then realized they had to go down the line.
Ladies and gentlemen, Steve-O's going to close us out with another amazing talent.
I am. Okay, take your valuables off the table.
It's a lot of table talents today, Steve-O.
Right. I actually have two table tricks. First is the... First is the amazing tablecloth trick.
That was good.
And now...
That was good.
And now...
That was really good. That's the best one I've ever seen.
I love Steve.
Oh, shit.
Some music, please. It's going to crack me right in the head. Holy shit, yeah. Steve-O is so talented.
Life is the only thing we need. They need me to go, but I don't want to leave.
Steve-O.
Fuck a pigeonhole, I'm a night owl. This a different.
Ladies and gentlemen, clap it up one more time for your guest, Steve-O. Heard you with a shooting. And the great Robert Kelly.
Thank you, everybody.
The international superstar Zach Amico and yourselves. Thank you for watching the Real Ass Podcast Talent Show. I'll check you guys in a bit. Have fun.
That's all, folks.